Die individu moet leer om hom of haarself lief te hê en te vertrou in die soeke na onafhanklikheid. Dis die boodskap van Atatilei Oosterbroek in haar autobiografie Figuring Out Father. Sy reken die fokus moet op selfvertroue wees, eerder as op ander mense en situasies.
Atatilei Oosterbroek, 'n numeroloog en iemand wat die metafisika bestudeer en beoefen, se boek weerspieël haar reis van iemand wat in mede-afhanklike verhoudings vasgevang was, na iemand wat onafhanklik kan staan. Sy het dit gedoen deur ook die verwerping van haar pa te aanvaar en te verwerp.
In a way, a step-by-step guide to moving from a place where your life is governed by the stuff that you're holding on to a place where you are independent and so you can make your choices from a truly free will and whatever's in your highest good, rather than being dictated, because our stuff makes us contort ourselves and it leads us into codependency. So the book also does go through the process of understanding what codependency is, and then independence is that masterful state where you're in tune with your values.
Oosterbroek glo in reïncarnasie. Dit is wanneer die siel weer in 'n ander liggaam gebore word. Sy glo dat baie onverwerkte kwessies wat mense in hulle lewens het, oorspoel van 'n vorige lewe. Daar is kundiges wat mense help om oomblikke van 'n vorige lewe te ervaar deur middel van hipnose. Oosterbroek sê sy is met so 'n proses teruggeneem na vorige lewens wat sy geleef het.
If they're a good regressionist, you absolutely feel as if you are that person, you know everything about that person, how you feel about things, what your value system is, you could give tremendous detail about it. But at the same time, you are fully aware of who you are now and the fact that you're in a room and there's a hypnotherapist talking to you.
Athelie Oosterbroek wys daarop dat dit nie 'n New Age boek is nie. New Age is 'n filosofie wat veral in die laat 80er jare ontstaan het en gekenmerk word deur alternatiewe medisyne, astrologie en spiritualisme.
There's a lot of the new consciousness speak in there and yet none of it is new. The more I wrote, the more I came to understand the ancient wisdom, the more I realized that we've always known all of this. And it's only each of our particular journey to birth a new age in ourselves that's required right now. What also bothers me a lot about the new age, that's why you're picking up that I kind of distanced myself from it, is because unfortunately, as in everything, you always get your fair share of charlatans. And I'm afraid that there's more than the fair share in the new age fraternity.
Haar broer Ken Oosterbroek was 'n bekroonde persfotograaf wat op 31-jarige ouderdom doodgeskiet is in die Tokoza Township buite Johannesburg, 2 weke voor die eerste demokratiese verkiesing. Athelie Oosterbroek het as raadgewer opgetree met die maak van die rolprent Bang Bang Club wat onlangs vrygestel is, waarin Ken se loopbaan gedeeltelik uitgebeeld is. Sy het egter nie die fliek gesien nie.
I had to watch the real scene during the inquest of Ken being shot over and over and over. And I just don't know that I would gain anything by seeing a Hollywood version of that with all the music and I don't know that I need to traumatize myself like that. But the topic of Ken is still too painful for me. In fact, my editor gave me a hard time. She really wanted me to write about Ken in that book, in Figuring Out Father. But any reader will know that I went to a place of such vulnerability to write in the way that I wrote. And I just found that I wasn't up to being that vulnerable about Ken. The pain is still too much for me, really.
Athelie Oosterbroek glo in die aanhaling van Soren Kierkegaard dat die lewe met die terugblik verstaan word, maar met die toekoms in gedagte geleef moet word.
It's so helpful to know that when you busy with beating yourself up about what you did. We have to do what we do sometimes in order to get to a place of understanding. The other quote is from João Silva, who was a fellow photographer of my brother and the co-author of the Bang Bang Club. He said in the Bang Bang Club, redemption is living with yourself.
Athelie Oosterbroek, 'n skrywer van die boek Figuring Out Father. Mitsi van der Merwe in Johannesburg.